Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The 27 Club is a podcast about famous musicians who died prematurely and sometimes mysteriously at the age of 27. This podcast is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator and host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Season 2 of the 27 Club launches June 18th, 2020, with 12 episodes on the life and death of Jim Morrison of The Doors. The 27 Club contains adult content and explicit language. You can listen to The 27 Club on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah. This podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new Jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's Couples Therapy, Couples Therapy.
Yeah! Hello, baby. Welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
I'm Naomi.
We are a real-life couple. We are a real-life couple of comedians. And on Couples Therapy, we take the best sets from our live show where we have comics who are close do sets together about their relationship. And we talk in studio and lots of other fun things. Naomi, what's up? We got a special episode today.
This is a special one, guys. We are giving you some sets that are fresh, funky, and live from San Francisco Sketch Fest.
You know, if this was a TV show from the 80s that had a special episode, you would have that thing that spun in the middle. You all know what I'm talking about. That was such a clear description. That was so crystal clear. Everyone's the same. Everyone who's my age has the same image in their head when Frosty the Snowman or one of the Peanuts holiday specials would come on. Before them, you would see like a multicolored word that said special spin into, yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. I don't know what these sounds are. Stop making sounds. What'd I say about sound?
Guys, I can't help it. I am a human sound effects CD.
What's the name of that guy from Police Academy?
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
They call me the Michael Winslow of middle-aged white men.
Yep. White Winslow. That's what they call you. Or White Winslow.
White Winslow.
Just making it up. You guys, San Francisco Sketch Fest was so super fun. We were so excited to be there.
Ooh, I think specifically.
Okay, guys.
Can I bring this up? It's no secret that Naomi and I are fans of lots of people.
We're real fan heads.
We're fanatics.
We're fanatics.
We're lunatics. We're fan lunatics.
And you guys know me. You know that I stand for CBS's Criminal Minds, all right? And I need to tell you that at San Francisco Sketch Fest, I had the honor, the privilege, the gift of meeting Paget Brewster, also known as Supervisory Special Agent Emily Prentice, all right, on CBS's Criminal Minds. Emily Prentice, okay? She's running the BAU now, okay, guys? Emily Prentice, the reason I cut bangs in my own head, okay? Because Paget be rocking a bang, and it's like, you are FBI strength, but you are giving me young whimsy. I need that look, okay? Padgett Brewster was at San Francisco Sketch Fest because you know she's also very funny because she's a multifaceted woman who does a whole lot of things. She was doing the Will You Accept This Rose podcast, and she was doing some stuff, and I happened to be on a show with a friend of hers, and she was there, and backstage was Padgett looking fucking luminous. Looking luminous and regular. Like, oh, just a person who you would just see on the street, but also Emily Prentice. And I love... Okay, so our producer, Anna, who often sits here while we are doing the show, having a DC, making moves. We want her to laugh, but she be busy. Anna also knows Padgett. She is friends with Padgett, okay? And that's literally the first thing I probably said to Anna when I met her. I was like, get me Padgett. Get him to the Greek. Get me Padgett. And I...
Hot ref.
Thank you. Get him to the Greek is a hot ref. And I literally, like, when I went up to Padgett, and I was like, you gotta be cool. Like, cause it's like, cause I get it. It's like, what, when you go to somebody and say, I love you, like, what do they say back? They don't know you. It's gonna be awkward. So I was just like, oh, hey, I know Anna. I, like, played it off, like, literally Anna and I were soul sisters who went to summer camp, okay? And then I was like, and I didn't lie. I was like,
it's like you guys were war dogs.
Exactly. That's another hot ref. And then, of course, I couldn't lie because I was like, I'm also a Criminal Minds head, but I tried to toss it off. I tried to throw it away because I know that Padgett does not want to be, like, solely defined by Criminal Minds. You know what I mean? Like, I know that about her because she's done a lot of other roles, okay? She left the show briefly. She did come back. Padgett has layers, so I don't want to define her, but I got to let her know it's like, girl, you're my girl. But it was like, I was losing it and I was trying to be fucking cool. And so literally that was the highlight of Sketchfest. Meeting Padgett. She did see me perform, and I, like, did a bit about true crime, and as I'm performing in my head, I'm like, fucking Padgett Brewster's watching me talk about true crime. It's gonna think I'm a goddamn fool. So I was having layers on levels. That first set didn't even kill, and then I was back there talking. I was like, oh, that was okay. And the Padgett was like, I thought that was very good. And I was like, Padgett! But of course, it's all in my brain. I was having a fucking array of emotions. So, yeah, that was Sketchfest for me. How was it for you, Andy? Naomi,
just call me Dennis Leary in the 1980s, because... I'm a hot ref. I got hot refs.
I love when Andy just interjects with something. How was Sketchfest for you?
Look, we don't say the stuff, you know, a couple episodes ago we talked about, like, going to a Bob's Burgers table read. This isn't like we're trying to brag. It's that we are so excited to meet these people.
I think everyone gets it.
I want to make sure that's out there.
I think you get it by my tone.
Like, I met at... Look, one of my absolute... Look, Mr. Show is, like, one of the reasons I wanted to do comedy. And at the same show, I met David Cross.
Oh, my God. I forgot. We both met our angels. And we met our spirit guides.
And I was shoving Chex Mix in my mouth when I meet him. I'm just, like, jamming. Because I was so hungry. I really hadn't eaten all day. I was just fucking they had, like, Chex Mix in the green room. I was, like dumping the bowl into my mouth. It's just, like, pouring out everywhere. Right. I'm like, oh, hello, hero.
We, I think, played it very cool, you know what I mean? But that was our energy.
Oh, yeah, no, David would never have known that I, like, dreamt about being him.
Wearing his skin and holding him close.
When he is in the Watery Hands Super Chunk video. I lost it!
So, guys, our point is, like, we have fun at Sketchfest. We were riding high. We were bringing in this meeting David Cross, meeting Padgett Brewster energy. I also think our two idols say a lot about who we are. And we were bringing that energy into the live couples therapy we did at the Punchline that night.
Naomi, now, you did the Punchline last year. It's a stand-up comedy club. We are used to doing the show in, like, kind of small theaters, Union Hall, the Virgil here in Los Angeles. The Punchline is wonderful. It is a comedy club, though, which means it's kind of big.
Yeah, it's a little wider. You know what I mean? You got that club vibe. It was a late show, so we were loose and loopy.
Almost midnight.
Almost midnight. And you guys, you San Francisco peeps who came out, God bless you.
Oh, my God. And we were like, we thought, oh, maybe there'll be like 20 people or something like that. A lot of people came out. It was great.
It was warm and full and nice. And so we are going to start you off with our set. From our San Francisco Sketch Fest show.
Yeah, we're doing this a little differently because there is, guys, together on this episode, we are going to go on a journey, okay? And so instead of putting our set in the middle, we're going to have it right up top.
Begin at the beginning.
Roll it.
It's funny, though, because, like, we like going places together, but the actual act of getting there is problematic. We do not travel well together.
No.
We don't travel well together. We have different fucking travel styles. I'm a person who's like, If I'm traveling, if I'm away from home, I'm on vacation. Okay, this isn't life. This ain't real life. This is a game. It's the opposite. That's like what I love. I'm like, I'm gonna eat garbage. If I'm at a festival like this, the best part is I only got one fucking thing to do a day. Tell some jokes at some point. Up until then, fuck it. This one loves to absorb a culture.
What can I say? I'm a sophisticate.
Oh, please. You wear so many t-shirts. This current sweater his ass is wearing is from Target. Okay, so this sophisticate.
If they've got Liszt playing at Lincoln Center, I'm there.
Who playing where?
Franz Liszt, the Hungarian composer from the early 1900s.
Andrew, I don't know the reference.
I'm a true culture vulture.
What does that even mean? You're a mess.
I feel like none of you are on my side. That's what I'm feeling.
It's about damn near midnight on a Saturday. These bitches know how to unwind, okay? You take them on a trip, they bring in two pairs of drawers. That's it. Your passport and some panties. You know how to fucking relax. Is it no panties? No panties, just a passport. Okay, girl, you will be going places. No panties and a passport. You ain't even got to leave a house to take a trip. That's real.
I want to take in a city. If I'm going, look, I'm from Pennsylvania. There's nothing around, all right? So when I go to a new place, I want to soak it in like a moisturizer.
Right, right. You want to let that get in your pores. You want to feel it in deep.
Yeah.
But I'm like, can you just do that without me? Like, let me sleep till 1. You get up and just fucking feel it. Can we?
Yeah, do you want to make that deal now?
Yes.
In front of all these people?
There's no better way to make a fucking deal. You need witnesses to make sure you stick to shit. I think so.
Or do you want that in our wedding vows?
You will always let me sleep till 1?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. We should do that forever and ever. I think, though, the problem was, like, our travel decision as a people didn't start great. The first time you and I traveled together.
No.
Was when I went to meet your parents.
In the aforementioned Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that didn't go great. I did end up at the hospital. Yeah, and the whole time I was just worried about being black. It never occurred to me that I could die that weekend.
Well, that was the first thing you asked me. You're like, did you tell your parents that I'm black?
And you were like, I don't know. What do you mean? You don't fucking know. I'm like, did you say I like to touch her hair? I mean, did you give them context clues? That's all I wanted to know. Because I'm always saying, I'm like, I'm not trying to have a guess who's coming to Seder situation. So I need to know how much they know.
Like what? Like an acting breakdown? Like, she's sassy? Like, is that what you wanted me to
right,
say?
Right, you got to give them the buzzwords. You know what I mean?
I think I just said she's black.
You did?
Yes. Full stop.
Full stop. Well, that sounds like a pregnant pause. She's black.
Deal with it. Right.
Exactly. Like, you just daring him to say something. But I was, like, so nervous to meet them because I was like, I hope it's not Guess Who's Coming to Seder. Like, I hope they're cool. And, like, and it was, like, a summertime.
Well, wait. Can I ask you a question? What was your experience like meeting other white boyfriends' parents prior to me?
Well, I didn't, honey. I never took a lover for long enough. I'm not proud of it, but that's just a fact. I couldn't keep them, bitch. I couldn't keep them. I was good at hooking them, but I could never lock them in, you know? So that was the first one, really. That was the first fucking one. And so I was obviously extra nervous, but also, too, and this was your idea, Andy invited me to meet his parents 4 months into our relationship. Can we all agree that's too soon? That shit's too soon. I was not ready. I was so like,
hold on. Audience, clap if you think that's too soon.
Okay. Oh, see, God. I knew my party, dude. This bitch ain't taking nobody home. I know you ain't taking nobody home. I see you in your coat like you about to go. That's how he is with a lady. He gonna wear a coat on a date. And so, I know he know. But the rest of y'all, you think it was like tender? You think it was a good idea?
Most of the audience was on your side.
But then the tender hearts were on your side. Thank you. It's commitment. It's real. But I was so scared because I was like, what does it mean? What if they don't like me and then you won't like me? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know how close your relationship was with them.
Oh. You didn't know.
But I was like so nervous, and I had earlier, like, I had been sick, not like real sick, just like a cold or whatever. And I'd gone to the doctor and I'd gotten antibiotics, and so it's fine. I took them. And then like that night, I took the antibiotics before going to bed. And then I wake up at like 5 a.m. and I can't breathe. I have a legit, like, what I now know was an asthma attack. Like, I had never had one. It was like shit got real. And I'm literally waking up and I'm like, Andy, we have to go to the hospital. And you, it's like 5:30 a.m, you're half awake and you're like, I don't know where it is.
Why would I know where the hospital in my hometown is?
It's probably where you were born. Don't you know the hospital?
So you wanted me to go back, like, regress in my mind?
Yes.
What were those first memories of popping out in the Reading area hospital?
I thought you would know. And I was so nervous, like, you have to, I don't know. And, you know, but of course, I don't want to bother anyone, like, how fucking female. I'm literally dying and I'm like, don't wake anyone up. And it's like, what the fuck? So I'm like, you have to do it. Don't call. You're like, I'm doing all that. And then the best part, this is like when I knew, I was like, this shit's real. Andy's dad, Marty. I'm coughing. It's like 5:36 a.m. by this point. Marty just opens his bedroom door. Marty is fully dressed, okay? We are talking fanny pack, high socks. And he goes, Andrew, I heard coughing. Do we need to go to the hospital? Yes, 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 Marty, yes, bitch, yes! Your father is a ride or die bitch! He will come for you! Didn't you love that moment?
I was half asleep.
But I was like, Andy, wake up. Marty is ride or die. Like, weren't you scared, though? We, like, went to the hospital.
Honestly, what I was doing in my head was, what would a good boyfriend do? He would not go back to sleep. Yeah. He would go along to the hospital.
Oh, wait. Was there a moment where you were like, oh, I might stay in bed?
Hey, well, look. What do you call...
Oh, shit.
What's our definition of a moment? Did the thought pass my mind? Yes, but what is that? It didn't come to fruition.
But it's what your soul felt. In its quietest hour.
I'm going to go sit at this table right in front and you continue on.
But like we went, I mean, but I was freaked out because of course, again, I never had an asthma attack. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I was surrounded by strangers for all intents and purposes. I mean, you were there, but your parents. And I was just so like, I was like, if I die, I'm dying in Pennsylvania. That was like, that struck me. Were you scared though? Because again, we hadn't been together long enough. So... Were you like, holy shit?
Honestly, here, Naomi sometimes is kind of a hypochondriac.
Okay. You didn't know that shit at that time.
I sensed it.
You did?
Yeah, I had a feeling. You like drama, so.
That is not true. I am attuned to my body and I know when something's off. Don't be giving looks.
So, there were many thoughts. Look, guys, I got an overactive brain, okay? So lots of thoughts were, is this real? Is she not faking it, but is she like, is she playing it up maybe?
Holy shit.
Should I go back to sleep?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What kind of bagels am I going to eat this morning? All that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. So you're telling me I'm in here... Literally, at one point, I have to get a CAT scan because they think I have a blood clot in my lung. You thought this was a fucking game?
Well, at that point, when they're running tests like that, then I'm like, oh, this could be serious. When a medical professional, when someone with a degree.
That's a damn shame. I can't believe you, Jack, did not believe me that whole first, like, 2 hours. That's crazy. That's sick.
Is it hot in here? What's going on?
It's not. The air is cool. I felt like the best part, though, was, like, again, we hadn't been together long enough to go through this. So then at one point, you know, Andy's with me, like, very tender.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I was with her the entire time holding her hand.
You did at one point push two chairs together and create a couch for yourself. And it was very nice. But it was like, at one point, the woman is asking me, you know, if you've been to a hospital, you know, they ask you all these intake questions. And it's very like, you know, she's getting all my information. And she's like, have you ever been married? Have you ever been pregnant? And Andy just turns and goes, what if this is how I found everything out?
Yeah, I'm on my third marriage.
And I was like, that's true. That's like a way you really get to know somebody real quick. Sign some insurance forms. Get all the blood work.
So what was the diagnosis? Why don't you tell everyone what actually was wrong?
Oh, that I'm allergic to your parents' cats? Was that what happened?
I think so. Isn't that right?
It turns out I now have asthma. So that's the long and the short of it. Apparently you can just get asthma in your 20s. Yeah, bless. And so that was that situation.
But this is the thing. Now whenever we visit my parents, you get like that every time.
I do get wheezy. I get wheezy Jefferson. That's how I get whenever I'm at his parents. But at least now we know. We don't have to go to the hospital. I have an inhaler. But it was a scary time.
It's like my parents have a machine that pumps more cat hair into the air.
They do. They like to keep the body guessing.
Like it's it's a thing that sucks the hair off the cat and just shoves into the atmosphere. It's like, deal with it, everyone.
It's so scary, though. But I feel like it brought us together. Wouldn't you say? Like, it was a turning. It wasn't just meeting your parents. It was truly staring death in the face.
Yeah, it was like our version of Speed. Right, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Go on.
They bonded through the trauma of being on that bus.
Oh.
That could only that couldn't go below 55 miles an hour. We all know the concept.
I'm just trying
of the
to think
Speed.
Of why you are comparing my near death experience to an action filled romp.
Because that's what it felt like. The adrenaline was pumping.
Uh huh. Okay.
My dad brought bagels to the hospital.
Ride or die, bitch. Marty was like, literally at one point, he just calls, because Andy's with me, his parents are outside, and Andy's dad just calls him and is like, Andrew, I'm getting bagels. What do you want? God, he's Jewish. He's fun. Marty's a fun guy.
If you say so. With Speed. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, right? Through the trauma of that, they bonded, right? And then through this, through your near-death experience, right. You and I bonded, maybe quicker than we would have otherwise.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would say never introduce someone to your parents 4 months into a relationship. You got a bill. What if they die? At your parents' house. You have to be careful. You have to know they're the one.
Who in the audience ever bonded with a loved one quicker than they might have otherwise because of some traumatic event like that?
And that's how you...
I'm right!
What I love is how you kick off a show with some crowd work about trauma. Who here is hurting?
Who here has a complicated relationship with their parents?
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host the Bobby Bones Show, and I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
And we're back. Now, we just told you about the first time that Naomi met my parents and she ended up going to the ER.
Yes. You know, that happened nigh on 9 years ago. But that's, you know, that's what we thought we would share with you guys as well as the San Francisco audience.
So we're in San Francisco. All right. The show ends.
About 1 a.m., 1:15.
1:15, something like that. We say hello to some fans. We say goodbye to our friends. And we walk outside. Now, the hotel, I have to tell you this. The hotel is about a block. I would say less than a block from the Punchline Comedy Club, the hotel we're staying in.
It is very, it's quick, it's short. What could go wrong?
You know what? If you live in a house in the suburbs, it's a trip to the mailbox away from the comedy club. Now, we walk that in the cold. And, get up to the hotel.
And very quickly, I start to have some difficulty breathing. I start to wheeze. You can hear it, right, Andy? We're back at the hotel, and I'm a little wheezy Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realize, you know, in that moment, I was like, oh, frick, I'm a little wheezy. Again, I can breathe, but it's tight, and we got a rattle to it. It's a rattle. It's not pleasant. Something's going down.
No, no. It does. It sounds like your lungs are dying.
Great. So that's where we were at, and I go into my purse and realize I don't have an asthma inhaler.
Now, in front of everyone, Naomi, how often does this happen, perhaps, that this very vital thing that you need to live is not on your person?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. You know, ladies, how you be changing purses.
Oh, don't make this a gender thing.
Okay. People who have multiple bags, you sometimes change your bag. You forget to take all the items that you need from one bag to the next. We were traveling. I had switched bags. I do have a bunch of inhalers. I could have sworn I had one in that bag.
I meant, don't make this a gender thing, because this is a you thing. That you do not. I'm saying this in a kind of parental patriarchal voice, because this is your life we're talking about, Naomi.
And yes, guys, we did have to go to the emergency room at 2:30 a.m. in San Francisco.
And let's just say the emergency room at 2:30 a.m. in probably any city is not the best scene.
Nothing's going well at 2:30 in the morning. If you're in the ER, you done made several mistakes.
Imagine on TV a club, because I've never seen this in real life. I've never been to a club. But imagine a club that was just shot up by a bunch of gangsters. You're watching Daredevil on Netflix.
Sure.
Or what was the other one?
Or Luke Cage is probably the better one.
Yes, Luke Cage on Netflix. The club was just shot up. That's what the ER is like at 2:30 in the morning. Just like people who are drunk, who accidentally touch some fentanyl.
We accidentally touched some fentanyl. There,
yes,
look, it was
accidentally touched.
It was a dark time, a dark place. And you know what? No. Was I the most in need patient? No. I could speak and I knew what the problem was. It was basically I had to be in that ER because I needed an asthma inhaler. I basically needed a breathing treatment because I had forgotten my own. I tried, guys. Like, there was like a good half hour where I was like, maybe if I just like get in the steam or have some tea, maybe I could just open up my airways on my own, because I knew what it was going to be. It was going to be me sitting in the ER all night. And surprisingly enough, I wasn't there all night, but it wasn't great. You know, ER will cost you, even with coverage, baby. So
if I can describe this, you know those old-time cigarette girls? That would be at events in the 20s or 30s. They would walk around.
Yeah, and they're holding that tray, around their neck. Uh-huh.
If you had a tray like that in the ER and it was just filled with, like, little baggies of heroin, you would have been sold out. That's what the ER is like at 2:30 in the morning.
That was a long, muddy walk to describe the ER. But
I think the payoff was well worth the description to describe to all of our listeners who are probably less than 30 years old what a cigarette girl from the 1930s was.
It was a little scary, but Andy and I had each other. I will definitely post a pic. I think you have a picture of me, I believe, in my couple's therapy shirt without a bra, because that was the point in the evening where I was already getting into pajamas, convinced I could just sleep this one off. No. No, I could
I'm
not.
I'm going to sleep off a deadly asthma attack.
You got do not do as I say or as I do. You know, do something better is my point.
What's the chemical that's in inhalers?
Albuterol sulfate or some other steroid. They're all kinds. But the point is, guys,
it should be an energy drink with albuterol sulfate in it.
I think that would get abused. But at least, guys, I do now have an inhaler in every purse. I'm living like a king. Speaking of kangs.
And quangs.
We wanted to give you the first set from our Sketchfest show. We have the wonderful Brian Safi and Arden Marine. You know Brian from a previous episode of Couples Therapy. You know him from his podcast, Throwing Shade, the TV show 911 on Fox. You know Arden Marine from her podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, Insatiable on Netflix, and many more. These guys were so fucking funny and brought it to us at midnight on a Saturday.
Roll it.
Come on, keep it going.
Andy and Naomi.
Amazing. Hi, you guys. Well, my husband and I are so happy to be up here tonight.
I have to tell you, there's not a secret between us, not one. There's nothing anyone's hiding. We fuck like crazy.
God, he's like, I love vaginas and boobs.
I'm like, my name is Pussy, and, or whatever.
That's what men say. When a man approaches a woman on their wedding night, he says, my name is Pussy.
Says,
and she knows that means that they're married in three countries.
That's right.
My name is Pussy. Hi, you guys. How are you? You're so cute. May I touch you? So many lawsuits. It's so nice to see you guys. Brian and I are not married, but here's how we are a couple.
Yeah. I was all about Glenn Close and the wife. She was about Gaga and A Star Is Born. And
I felt so bad for her. So bad. No, Brian, I met Brian. He's the only person I've ever slid into someone's DMs for.
Yes.
I heard him on Lauren Lofkus's podcast.
That's right. And I just...
And I was like, I literally slid into his DMs on Twitter and I said, I don't know who you are.
Which is always a great thing to tell someone who's trying to make it in
like,
this business.
Never heard of you. Like, yeah. Never. Like,
let me be clear.
I have never heard of you.
And this was after Twitter had extended the number of characters you could use. And so it was like 17 of these being
yes.
like, I don't know. Like, you don't exist, right?
Yeah.
It was like, so belittling.
And I kept going, no, like, let me be very clear. Like, I looked you up. I looked at all your credits. Not one rang a bell.
I've never heard of one of them.
And then I was like, you're so funny.
Thank you. At that time, I was a regular on that show, Frisky Kittens.
Meow, meow.
A big hit.
Meow.
But no, thank you.
And then we became friends, and then I lured you onto my Bachelor podcast, and we went deep diving on, like, the Patreon. We watched, like, Bachelor in Paradise Australia together.
Yeah, which, by the way, if you haven't, and you haven't, you should.
It's the best show. Have you? It is truly.
You've seen it?
You.
Bachelor in Paradise Australia?
They're with us. They're with us. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, Australia, we had preconceived notions. We were like, every Australian I've ever met is super drunk, and they're on an around-the-world, year-long ticket flying east.
Just surfing couches.
Oh, yeah.
Couches, whatever.
We love to try to do... Australian accents are so hard.
The worst.
They're the hardest.
Well, the hardest.
They're the... Andrew?
Yeah. Give us a sentence to
give
say.
Give me a sentence and I'm going to try to say it in Australian.
Be anything.
Any sentence.
What are you drinking?
What do you drink?
I'm drinking a vodka tonic.
Okay, great. Andrew, I'm drinking a vodka. I'm drinking a vodka tonic.
Yeah. What is Anna? Oh, Anna.
Anna.
Okay.
Anna Taylor.
What's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor. I'm drinking a vodka tonic.
Yeah. Tylee.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a vodka tonic.
Yeah. So good.
Basements are flooded all over the States.
And then we started having, we have monthly dinners with Lauren Lapkus called the Cone Club.
Where we... Dish.
Girl!
We order dinner, they serve it on dishes, and we say, yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
We just say, yum, yum. The whole dinner is three people saying, yum, 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 yum.
So here's one thing that Brian and I learned recently. We went to go, okay, so do you guys watch The Bachelor? Okay, so last year, The Bachelorette got really...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
He's severely effed over, and he like what he's getting married today. FYI, Ari got married to his piece of cardboard. And
I wish he and Logan Paul the best. Two of my favorites.
You know what? I didn't see that coming, but when he dumped his piece of cardboard for Logan Paul, I was so happy. It was a finally.
Finally. Two people finally, making the world a better place.
Finally, that realtor from Scottsdale will be settled. But
is there anyone who in Scottsdale who isn't a realtor?
No. I did see, when I did stand up there, I did see a one woman who was like all tits. She was like 20 with like a 400-year-old man at breakfast. Showing him like YouTube makeup tutorials, going, she's really good at contouring. I'm like, I just don't have the right brushes. And I thought, you already had sex with her. Like, what more do you, why are you at breath? It was like 40 minutes of her going, you just gotta get the shaving right. How, what is happening here?
I was in Scottsdale a month and a half ago. When I checked into my hotel, the third thing that the clerk said to me was, have you tried a spin class?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Also, that's what we're talking about in Scottsdale. The point is this. We're both preppers.
Okay, wait. So we learned on that show, she got screwed over. So last season on The Bachelorette, she went to this place where they had like a rage room where she could get even
yes.
and like break TVs with a hammer and like break glasses with a bat. So I had such a shitty holiday that we went to a rage room. We both had such shitty holidays.
We both had like PTSD. Like, you know, I cannot believe that anyone expects you to have a good start to a new year when you've just seen the people who damage you the most.
Yes.
It's like so shocking to me. Someone's like, what are your goals? And you're like, to not live through that shit again.
Oh my God. It was so unrelaxed.
Oh my God, it was a nightmare.
I watched my uncles get fucked by his dog. I was in a cabin. My uncle has like, we were watching American Pickers for 5 days.
There's nothing else to do.
You don't leave the cabin. And he had like a lap dog that just kept on humping his arm. And I'm like, Uncle Bertie, like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, she's just dominating me.
That's a real sub. My parents were dying to watch that movie Vice, so we put it in, and they're like hardcore Trump supporting Republicans.
Yeah.
And so we put it in, and they immediately were like, lies. It's all lies. Yeah. This is lies. And it was like, you chose this.
Oh my God. You.
We could have watched like, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Okay. We tried.
And the answer is no.
Yeah. I wanted to watch Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I heard my aunt go, I like Melissa McCarthy when she's funny. She's not funny in this. It's like, she's a fucking human being.
Yes.
Like, let her be a human being. Okay, so we went to a rage room. We looked so good in our onesies.
They gave us a jumpsuit. You know, like a...
Could you believe how long my torso was?
When you sit next to Arden, because she's so, how tall are you actually?
5'3". Who's somebody who's 5'10 or above?
When you sit next to her, her
you.
Torso's
how
so long.
How tall are you? That's not fair. Somebody who's like 6'1". How tall are you?
Oh my God,
what
such
the fuck
tall.
Is happening in San Francisco, Gene Pool? It's like you gotta be rich, you gotta be tall, you gotta have good hair.
Well, I would say it's in the water, but you're not gonna believe it. One of my close friends put water in his contact in San Francisco and then put his contact in because he was flushing at his eye. I lost a year later.
Whoa, wait.
His name's Mike.
Wait, what is happening?
You heard a goo gone? Heard a eye gone?
Wait a minute.
Here's what happened. He was cleaning off his contact with tap water in San Francisco. Right here, open your golden gates.
Yeah.
So, He put it in his eye. The contact trapped the tap water on his eye. Cut to a year later.
No.
And he's just like, how you been?
Because of the tap water?
Because of the tap water.
Did you know my brother was born with one dead eye?
Yes.
Okay. He's successful. Anyway.
Though so is my friend. That's the key.
That's the key. One dead eye. That's the key. That's our TED Talk. Poke your eye out. Get an angel investor.
Yeah.
Shit's going to happen. How tall are you? Oh, that's too short.
What size
Who's
are you looking
5'10"?
For?
Me. I'm 5'10".
Me.
You. Who are you? Yeah. I want to sit torso to torso. How tall are you? Back to back, sir. What's your name?
Soren.
How tall are you, Soren?
Like the Disneyland ride.
5'11". Soren's 5'11". Back to back, torso to torso. My shoulders are fucking higher.
Yeah.
My shoulders are higher. I'm 5'3". That means my fucking inseam is 2 inches, Soren. I had such a horrible holiday. And yeah. then I went to my rage room to try to cheer myself up, and they gave me like an adult male onesie, and it like gave me camel toe because my fucking thing is so...
Soren, did you go home for the holidays?
No.
Soren,
have you seen the Holly Hunter movie?
No.
Soren, did you watch Mary Poppins, and were you disappointed?
I didn't get to watch it.
Arden, so. I feel like I'm done with Soren.
Okay, bye, Soren. Okay, sorry, Soren. My torso was taller. Did you fucking see that?
No offense.
Okay.
Arden, what I want to talk about is what was your favorite thing to smash in the rage room?
Shot glasses.
Yeah.
What was you like watching him approach a metal mixing bowl from a kitchen with a bat in his hand and go, no, I'm going to use the axe. Watching him dressed like Dexter axing a mixing bowl. Did you guys see it on Patreon? We've got the video.
I have to say it was the most meta. If you've never really destroyed something.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking Nicole Kidman in the movie she's in.
Yeah.
Destroyer.
Hey, girl.
Can't get enough.
I can't get enough.
That's for all the football fans. It's Gaga was robbed, right, 49ers?
Okay. Did you see her in her blue cold shoulder ball gown? She didn't go to the after parties afterwards. Like, where's Gaga? I want a picture with Gaga.
Gaga did not deserve to win, first of all.
True.
And by the way, Glenn Close deserved to win because her performance was so brilliant. If you didn't see The Wife, you need to see it because in it, she didn't record a track with R. Kelly 5 years ago. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. The point is, we're preppers. We're also doomsday preppers.
So then we were driving back, and we realized we live a block from each other. And I was like, "Oh my god!" We discovered that both of our cars had recently been broken into, and our earthquake bags were stolen.
They stole
not
my
visible.
Earthquake bag?
I don't fucking leave it out for. I said I've been working hard on that earthquake bag. It's in my trunk. They just rolled the dice that I would have it, and they took it.
They stole my entire pallet of blue can water. And
I ordered
don't
that.
Know,
yeah, I
Blue
ordered
can
it.
Water lasts 50 years. It's the only water that lasts 50 years, so you never have to replace it.
You guys have earthquakes, too. You need this shit.
Yeah.
So we turned out, I was like, Brian, here's the plan. When the big one comes, you come live like,
in my yard.
Oh, the
big one comes.
Yeah, it's going to come.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out we're both preppers. I have, don't come to my house and expect me to share. I have so much canned food, not enough water.
When I went to the Scientology Center, because they were doing a demonstration.
Yeah, alarming. That's the right response. What?
You didn't have to sign your name on anything, but they said, we're doing an earthquake demonstration. I said, sounds like the right time, sounds like the right place. So I walked.
You are fully level 28 Thetan.
I'm
you
full
and,
Thetan.
You and Tom Cruise are about to fly off to the fucking volcano together.
That's right.
Okay, great. So I went in,
and the Scientology Center was like, here's the advice. I really did. Here's the advice you need to be prepped. Have twice as much water as you need.
Yes.
Don't go in a doorway. It doesn't work.
Yes.
If you're in a parking lot, get on top of your car when it happens because the cars roll into each other and start smashing.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
That is good.
More peanut butter than you could imagine.
I love peanut butter. Unfortunately, I'd eat it all the first day because I love it. And then I would just be really feeling bad and then starve to death.
When I eat peanut butter, I go all the way.
Like what?
I don't know. I was trying to do Sex in the City.
I will say I have one time when things were really bad, like 15 years ago, I think I
ate. What was bad? You mean pre-9/11? Oh, no, I guess it would have been. Okay.
I ate a jar. You can't do the math. That was 2004.
I know.
I ate a jar of peanut butter with like in one sitting with a spoon and felt so bad about myself.
Arden, literally, that is my monthly. That's my monthly.
I love peanut butter. Here's the thing, too. We both seem like, they're outgoing, blah, blah. We're so afraid of
severe
people.
Severe social anxiety.
Severe social anxiety.
That's actually true.
It is true. And so we'll have to be like, we'll have to gear up to like seem normal, but clearly we're nailing it.
Backstage before we went on, some dear friends of ours were like, so what is going on here?
Yeah.
Pointing at my mustache.
By the way, I love it. Do we love really? The mustache?
Thank you. Last night, I was on stage with Sabrina Jalice, and she said, you don't have facial hair. Can you imagine? And then everyone in the audience groaned as if that was a test of my masculinity. They were like, whoa!
I don't like when people groan. Sometimes audiences groan, like, and it's like, oh, I could have said something so much worse. And people are like, ooh,
yeah.
Are we getting the light? Yes, we are.
Oh, baby.
Well,
we didn't even tell a story.
Yes, we did. You know what? I think we just rage roomed that.
We did.
We're like, I did another thing, and then I saw that uncle get dominated by a dog.
We smashed it to bits. We're still alive.
But
guys,
you know what we learned? Torso to torso.
You and Soren.
Soren and I are like, we see eye to eye, like, for literally.
We know
literally.
Soren's got a tight two in him.
He's got a tight two, but look at, it's all fucked.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I love you.
Oh, my God. I see you. I see you. I love you, Brian Stoff. This is a mirror. It's great. Mirror exercises are great for podcasts.
They are.
Brian?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
You guys, I love
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Young world, the world is yours. It is I, OCT, the producer of the Baller Alert Show podcast, featuring none other than myself
and the kid Ferrari Simmons
with your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
The Baller Alert Show podcast is here for you, keeping you in the know with the latest of your favorite celebrities, current events, and providing free game to the listeners in need.
So join the talk of the town because it's going down.
It's the Baller Alert Show podcast, baby.
Don't you ever forget.
Only cover the latest in entertainment,
but we're bringing you the entertainment directly from the source.
That's right. We have celebrity guest hosts, exclusive interviews,
and it all goes down on the Baller Alert Show podcast. We are your number one source for the culture.
So like DJ Khaled says, don't ever play yourself. Join the conversation today.
Head on over to the Baller Alert Show and join me, Ferrari Simmons.
Join me, Sue Solo.
And it's all produced by me, OCT, on the Baller Alert Show podcast.
Available on iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast.
And we're back. Oh my God. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I love Arden. I'm clapping, but also if you can't hear the clapping, just imagine emoji claps in your mind. Love Arden, love Brian. Brian's another person where I'm like, I feel like our brains work the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of want to be better friends with him, but I don't know him very well.
He's very, very cool and hip.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't think he would be my friend.
No, but he's warm. You know, he's cool, he's hip, he's accessible.
Yeah.
And that is a wonderful combination.
But we want to describe a little more. So the reason why we're doing this in order is because as the show went on, it got crazier and crazier.
It got later and later and loopier and loopier.
The second set was, I would say, we won't name them. They were wild and out, though.
Oh, my God. That's the whitest you've ever sounded. They were wilding out.
I believe the phrase is wild and out. but according to Urban Dictionary,
yes. This set was a little crazy. We couldn't really. It's not really suitable for air. You ain't missing nothing, though. So don't get mad. But it got a little loopy.
Yeah, we want to explain it because I think it sets up the tone and the vibe as the rest of the show goes on.
There is an energy shift. We, along with the audience, become one. Again, it's about the journey we all went on that night.
We trauma bonded, all of us.
We really,
together.
Yeah, we got it together. We went on that journey. And so, you know, but what was great was that our final act, who you're about to hear, they brought it home. They brought us back together. They lifted us up. Wouldn't
well,
you say?
They're professionals.
They know what they're doing. This next set is from John Ross Bowie and Jamie Dembo. They are improvisers, actors, and a married couple. Okay, so they got that long lasting love, all right? You know John from Speechless on ABC. Jamie has been on Orange is the New Black, and she is half of the hilarious comedy duo Rana and Beverly with Jessica Chaffin. So, you guys, open your hearts and loosen your butts.
Loosen them all the way up. Roll it.
Good evening, San Francisco. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice. Yeah, that's good. If you could yell out my credits, there's like 95 of them. They're on IMDb. That would be lovely. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Jamie?
Comedy is for...
Motherfucker, I told you, do not go into a character on stage. Couple things. There was a dead mouse in the green room, and I'm not... Listen, it's fine. I'm not trying to fuck with anyone's health rating or anything. There was a dead mouse in the middle of the green room, and everyone on the bill, Jack and Zach were on stage, so they didn't see it, but there was a dead mouse in the green room, and everyone on the bill sounded like Richard Simmons. Everyone was just like, "Wah!" And so we're all kind of dealing with our own sort of PTSD, and the fucking stop it. Stop what you're doing right now.
When my come from before I come here. Mouse was meal. So it's not scary.
I will leave you out to dry. I will leave you out to fucking dry.
John's just jealous because I'm really good at accents.
It's true. That is not my gift.
I'm not going to lie. We have not prepared. We are improvisers, which is super fun. We rhyme. Sometimes. No, but we did, we met...
The phone dropped. It's fine. Carry on.
With the phone. Here are all the things I hate about John.
Yeah. That's good. Let's do this. That's a good idea.
He's addicted to his phone.
Fair enough.
I don't like his chewing at all.
My chewing is very, very loud.
The swallowing a close second.
My wife thinks the Huffington Post is news.
Plus, he gets mad when I say plus. we are married, so we're in an advanced stage of Andy and Naomi, I guess. So this is what
we're
it looks
engaged.
Like.
Did you know
Naomi
that?
Turns
Andy and Naomi
white.
Are engaged. How nice is that?
And we've been married for a number of years.
She cannot remember. She cannot remember, and I'm going to let her hang out to dry a little bit more on this one, too. If we...
We are coming up on an anniversary.
We are.
And I'm not a math person, but I know that I haven't fucked anyone else in a long time. That I fucking remember. So, marriage is great.
It's been a little wowsies for me, too. Here is the thing that drives both of us fucking. Here's the thing. All right. So that's a couple things that we hate about each other. Here's what we hate about you. When people say, "Oh my God, you're both comedians. You guys must laugh all the time." What? Have you never seen any documentary about somebody who works in comedy?
It's dark and unhappy and blamey. A lot of blamey
shit.
I feel bad. Fuck you.
Lot of blamey shit. Here's the thing. Everything that makes you a good improviser, an eye for detail, a keen memory, an ear for nuance, makes you an ugly fighter. An ugly, ugly marriage fighter. Give my wife something to say. Give my wife anything to say that you might say to your spouse. I love you. Great. Say that to me.
I love you, but...
What the fuck is that? What was the butt? Why was there have to be a butt? Why couldn't you put like a pause between you and butt?
And immaturity what the fuck? And all this of the is the things reason that you were taught
this
as
is the
a
reason.
Child that
my
you
mom never
been
really
able to
liked
fix
you.
In
my mom never really liked you.
20 plus years of therapy.
My mom never
you
really liked you.
You worked in therapy for years on your brain, and it's the same.
So no, not all the time do we laugh.
But. We do laugh really hard at terrible things together. Well, just tonight, something terrible and traumatic happened to us.
Oh my God.
In the elevator.
Oh my God. What happened tonight was, listen, trigger warning, San Francisco. This is not a pleasant story we're about to tell you.
Okay.
Here's how this went down.
We got, this is at the Club Quarters, a fine hotel. Maybe the fanciest of any accommodations that any comedians have gotten for the festival. But anyway, we go to the elevator and we press the button and we wait for the elevator,
right? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Press the button.
You know how this sort of thing works,
you know,
right?
An elevator. Okay, so you use an elevator.
For elevator. Ding! It opens up. And we
go
in
and we're talking, and conversation.
What are we
going to
do?
We
didn't have microphones in the elevator.
Tonight.
We didn't have mics.
But we were talking, conversation.
Just as the door's about to close,
somebody else comes in. So
guy
this
comes
is
in.
This is John now.
Guy comes in.
So conversation. Oh, somebody. Okay. Hi.
It was the most heinous violation of the social contract I have ever seen in my life. I grew up in the New York City of Ed Koch. Before I was 12, a stranger had masturbated in front of me, and I have never felt more violated than I did tonight when that motherfucker walked straight into an elevator and didn't turn around.
It was fucked up. Who the fuck does that? Why? Why? What is it? And I thought, okay, maybe it's cultural. And I was like, fucker's American. Like, there's just no way. Like, hey, I know
we're
he knows.
Yeah, like, okay, is he maybe Swedish? You're like, nah, too short to be Scandinavian.
No
not
fucking
that.
Way.
No, it's not that.
So that was fucked up. So that happened. So we've shared trauma. Yeah. It's, like, really hard right now.
When we got
federal workers are, you know.
No, we realize things are bad in Yemen and everything, but this
horrible guy
got on the elevator
and
faced us.
It was weird. I really didn't know what to do, so that sucked. Shit is not funny all the time. We definitely hate each other as much as everybody else hates each other. But, if you are able to laugh, married my engaged friends, Andy and Naomi, you will be able to laugh even in the pit of darkness.
Even darkness that you've brought on yourself. We went to Amsterdam one time.
Oh, that was... Okay.
We went to Amsterdam.
All right, we're telling that story.
And we did Amsterdam the way you're supposed to do Amsterdam.
Before kids. Or maybe now that might be... I might have been pregnant, so that might be why.
No.
That might explain...
No,
one of our kids is a real shithead. So...
There is no correlation. This is long before we had children. So we go... We go to Amsterdam in...
Not all your kids are going to be awesome. Columbine had a mom. You know what I mean?
Too soon?
I read her book.
Too soon.
I read her book. That poor woman. It was rough.
Columbine had a mom. I love. Great. Fantastic. We go to Amsterdam. We buy too many mushrooms, as one does. And we are flying back to the United States, and we've got all these mushrooms that we obviously cannot take on the plane. So what's the smart thing to do? Give them to someone. You're right. Yes. What's the dumb thing to do? Eat them all before you go to the airport.
That was fun. Here's what happened. We ate them all before we went to the airport. And then we got on the train thing that takes you to the airport, I think. And we got to the airport, and then we got hungry. Well, first we checked in, and that was weird because we were both like, we'll get through security. You look sweaty. And we were like, ugh, terrorism. But we got there, and they let us through. It was before September 11th, so they were like,
no, it wasn't.
Fine.
No, it was not.
No.
It was not. Her dates are fucking.
I told you, I'm terrible at math.
15 years we've been married is the answer, by the way. But so
which is weird because I was so young that I must still be 30.
So we managed to somehow sweat our way through security in 2003 at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. And suddenly we need all the food.
We're
just
starving.
Fucking ravenous.
I've never eaten before. What's it
and
taste
the
like?
The only thing that we can find that makes sense to us, because again, we're really fucking high and we need something familiar.
High
and
with like googly eyes. It's that high. It's like, I'm high, but I don't understand anything,
and
how it works.
The walls are breathing with the essence of all
and
of
we,
your energy.
And
it
then
was
we
all
found
there.
Like a beacon was Sparrows. Great. Sparrow's, I know what that is.
Do we have a Sparrow in San Francisco? Do you know what Sparrow is?
Of course.
It's really shitty Italian food.
But we know we're safe. It's like, it's calzone. It's, I know what it is. Calzone's a, you know.
We get all the food. We get some baked ziti. We get a couple Pepsis. We pile up on a tray,
and then we get to the line because it's a tray where you have to walk up with the line. You know, you
cafeteria style.
Scoot it along the cafeteria. We're scooting
along
bars,
over here.
The bars. There's those bars, and we're walking there, and I'm like, "Do you have any money?"
I don't know if we have money.
What do you know if we have money?
I'm looking in my wallet, and I can't tell what is a receipt and what is currency, and what is leather.
So I get out my wallet, same fucking routine.
Nothing
I'm like, it's
makes
a fan.
Any
it's
sense.
It's a fan. I didn't buy a fan. Did
oh,
I buy a fan?
Is this is a book now, and there's writing
nothing.
In it.
I
and
see
so
nothing.
We
so
can
then,
figure out our coins.
No, we. I don't remember figuring out our coins. I'm like,
we
that's
got a
candy.
Pepsi.
We got
a
we
Pepsi.
Can only have a muff for a drink.
We got, yeah. So,
so
like,
we
clunk,
leave the
clink.
Pile of steaming cheese and run with our Pepsi. We just throw coins and go, bye-bye.
Sorry. And we're somewhere over the Atlantic
we
when
pass
the drugs
out on the plane and
finally
wake up.
Go away.
Yep.
And we're like, we have like 200 euros each.
All the money.
All the
we
money.
Have so much money.
We're the reason Europe's in debt because we fucking we had, cleaned them
didn't
out.
Didn't we spend any money? We exchanged
money.
We could have
paid for
never...
everybody on the line behind us.
Yeah.
My point is that marriage is a journey, ladies and gentlemen. And we wish Andy and Naomi the absolute best in their...
Wait a minute. Do you want to tell about the other time that we did mushrooms?
How are we on time? 2 minutes? We're going to make this super quick. Okay.
Are you enjoying it?
You're going to love this story. So we need a place... The first time we do mushrooms together, we've just moved to L.A. We need a place that's safe that we can walk to in Hollywood.
And it's Los Angeles.
And it's 2002, and there's no place to walk to that's nearby us. But you're probably way ahead of me here. This was the year Hollywood High did Fiddler on the Roof for their spring musical. Right?
Wait, stop for 1 second. Have you ever seen Fiddler on the Roof? No, of course you fucking haven't. It's wonderful. And I, you know what? Do yourself a fucking favor. Take an edible, sit the fuck down, and watch Norman Jewison's 1971. His literal fucking name is Norman Jewison. Not making it up. Fiddler on the Roof, starring Topol. One fucking name like Cher or Madonna, except he's a gentleman. An Israeli gentleman who goes by Topol. Like the toothpaste, but not. He's not toothpaste. Watch that shit. You're welcome. Okay, continue.
The movie's fine, but if you can see a really multi-ethnic cast of teenagers do Fiddler on the Roof
terribly
while you're
untalented.
Tripping your fucking balls off, that's really the way to experience the musical as the creators intended. And by the creators, I mean the creators. And it was the most spiritual moment of my life. And
by the way, we are strangers in a high school.
We're like, the only people like, who don't know people on stage. We're surrounded by parents. We are once again sweating profusely. The walls, again, breathing.
Crying.
The music tastes amazing.
Crying.
There's
sunrise,
a pogrom at the end of Act One. Spoiler.
Sunset. Sunrise. Sunset.
We are
weeping
just at the nonstop just love and joy of theater and Judaism that is raiding off the stage. And
horrible.
And guys, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. I'm John Ross Bowie.
And
that's Jamie
Denbo.
Andy, I hope when we're married, we have that. We have what Jamie and John have.
Acid trips. Do you know what I like about them though? And it's like an inspiration a little bit. She, Jamie is very free on stage. She's a weirdo. I think like me.
Yeah.
And I want to achieve that weirdness
that
on
freedom,
stage.
That freedom.
That freedom. That ability to be myself yet still relatable to the audience.
Well, you'll get there. Keep at it.
Maybe I shouldn't have spent so much time doing sketch and improv and should have been more myself on stage.
No, it's all part of a journey. Like the journey we just took the listeners on. You guys, I hope you enjoyed this very special Sketch Fest ep. All right, as always, you guys, you know...
Chunk.
White Winslow's at it again. Oh, you guys, I hope you love this episode.
I really hope that catches on as a nickname.
I'll be trying to finish a sentence, and he got to just jump in on his own stuff. And it's like, you see what I'm trying to do, and you got to jump in with some very not necessary joints.
I'm trying to be free. Thanks, Jamie. We got some plugs.
I'm about to wring his neck because I'm trying to say something. You guys, as always, you know where to find us at couplestherapypod.com. That's where you can get tickets for our next show, which will be April 6th. And so far, we have got the hosts of the Bechdel cast, Caitlin Durante and Jamie Loftus. It's going to be a real fun one at the Virgil in Los Angeles. You can also find us on Insta at Couples Therapy Pod, on Twitter at Naomi and Andy. Individually, I'm at Blacktress, and he is at Andy Beckerman. We have also started a Patreon, dear friends. The link is also up on couplestherapypod.com. And for less than the price of mozzarella sticks, you can get 2 bonus episodes every month. Just me and Andy in your ear holes. Just me and Andy.
Ew.
Getting right.
Sounds weirdly seductive.
Well, I'm trying to play both sides. And, Andy, let them know about our call-in line. If you guys need some advice, you could drop us a little line.
Yeah, ask us questions. And if you leave a voicemail at 323-524-7839, you can either hit rewind to get that or find it on Twitter. It should be in the bio there. You can leave a voicemail, and we'll answer your question on a future episode.
Yes, you guys. As always, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. See you next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Tom Colicchio. I'm a chef, a restaurateur, food advocate, and the host of the new podcast called Citizen Chef on iHeartRadio. People might turn on the news and see the stories about the pandemic, immigration policy, or healthcare. I see stories about food. On this podcast, we'll tour the current political climate, looking for inroads to food wherever we can find them. From the supply chain.
And we hear that Tyson might be closing another plant Monday in Tennessee.
To labor.
Tomates en Mexico, en donde todavía hay explotación.
Here's an executive order on immigration. We want Americans to have the jobs. We want Americans to have the health care. We want to take care of our citizens first.
And disaster relief.
Our systems cannot handle true disaster, this pandemic. That is the reality.
These are the stories of our food. Episode 1 of Citizen Chef is available now. Subscribe and listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues.
your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.